Merit pay for teachers has become an education policy talking point in this year's presidential campaign. All three candidates endorse some version of it. But before we all jump on this election year bandwagon, it's important to check some devilish details. Because if the merit that teachers are supposed to be paid for is better scores on standardized tests, merit pay could make the problems with public education worse, not better. That's because studies have shown definitively that test results in any given year strongly track students' socioeconomic status and their parents' education level, not teacher performance. So merit pay based solely on this criterion encourages more good teachers to leave the underperforming schools where we need them for the so-called better schools where we don't. John McCain has said that teacher excellence should be rewarded, but offers no specifics on how he would define excellence. Hillary Clinton has pleased teachers' unions by linking merit pay to the performance of school sites, not individual teachers. Barack Obama calls standardized test scores an unsatisfactory measure of teacher merit, though he wouldn't eliminate it entirely. Instead, he emphasizes rewarding teachers for continuing education, training, and mentoring. Programs in Florida and Texas that based merit pay on test results from a single year failed miserably, with an embarrassing discrepancy between teachers rewarded in predominantly white schools versus predominantly black schools in at least one district. Elsewhere, districts have tried software that tracks students over 3 years and makes projections school-wide, though few have tried similar projections for individual teachers. This system holds more promise, but is expensive and logistically taxing. Linking teachers' pay to test results provides a financial incentive for teachers to teach higher-income students with well-educated parents. It would shift tax dollars away from those students who most need the strong support of excellent teachers to those of wealth and privilege. To do so defies all that public education is supposed to stand for. Rewarding teachers for excellence is a great idea, but the only plans I've seen reward teachers for abandoning those who need them. Maybe that's the definition of merit in the screwed-up world of politics, but it has no place in public education. With a perspective, I'm Matt McDonald.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.